Thoughts about spring work. On May 21st, I officially began to work again at my summer job. The first few weeks are usually the break-in period where we find our rhythm and acclimate to the increased workload, and they usually involve a lot of heavy lifting, so during those first weeks, before we actually open to the public, we only log between 4 and 6 hours of work each day. It's not that we couldn't pull full 8-hour shifts if we had to, but there's never a rush to get everything done all at once. That and everything has to happen in a certain sequence. So if step one isn't complete, we can't move on to the next step, and so on and so forth. And let me tell you, there are countless initial steps to complete before we even really get to a starting point for opening the resort. This year, the preseason was even more difficult due to the persistent snowpack. Our commute to and from the resort alone was often an epic journey. Now, the resort isn't huge by any means. However, forgetting to bring a tool or part from the garage to a structure up the hill for repair and then having to retrieve it by walking back down and then back up in the snow, for example, gets annoying even after only 1 or 2 extra trips. That said, we don't make it a habit of carrying around the resort every possible tool just in case. And on top of everything, literally, was multiple feet of snow, so I was still shoveling snow to one degree or another well into the first week of June. Again, just getting to the starting point this season has been challenging. The last major disruption to our workflow this time around has been the consistent rain, thunder, and lightning storms that we've received here in Tahoe. They've arrived between 2 and 3 o'clock nearly every day for the past 3 weeks, and since we've mostly been working outside, those storms have provided reason enough to call it a day. I actually like the storms because they're exciting and add variety to the day. However, at this point, I'm just kind of tired of hiking back down to my vehicle after work every day in the snow while it's raining. Fortunately, the forecast shows that we may have finally reached the end of these storm cycles, and by now, a lot of the snow on the trail has finally melted. So the thought of commuting to and from work on terra firma with blue skies overhead definitely puts a smile on my face. As always, I'm not trying to sound like the complaint department, and I totally understand that most construction workers, for example, who braved far more adverse conditions during this past epic winter would probably consider me a lightweight. And that's okay. I'm just trying to illustrate the fact that mountain living isn't always a glamorous lifestyle. It's often just a lot of hard work. Interestingly, working in these rugged conditions is its own immersive experience. You may have noticed that my creative output has dwindled this past month. And in fact, I'm publishing this newsletter 2 weeks later than planned. But this is because I just decided to embrace work and eliminate most other activities in my life for the time being. As I previously mentioned, we can really only serve one master. So again, work has been the priority as of late, which is a good thing realistically, because after this past winter, I definitely need to be consistently working again. All of that said, I have managed to complete a few creative projects, namely a small selection of greeting cards that feature my wildlife photography. I also continue to frequently work on my Lake Tahoe-related pocket-sized birding guidebook, gathering and editing photos, although I still have to take some print-worthy photographs of a handful of birds for the book, so when it's not raining and I have the time, I've been out searching for those specific birds. Once I dial in these photos, I'll begin the writing phase. All in all, my book is going to be relatively small at 4x6 inches. It's going to feature very succinct descriptions, alongside my photos of the birds, of which I've documented approximately 100 species. The book is also going to be specific to an area of South Lake Tahoe near my home. Admittedly, this makes it a limited resource. However, my long-term goal is to publish a series of similar birding books for specific locations around Lake Tahoe. My reason for this is that most of the birding guidebooks that are Tahoe-related are general books about the entire Sierra Nevada. For me, that just isn't very helpful in the field, because in any given birding location, you're unlikely to see most of the birds featured in those books. In a lot of respects, each birding location around Lake Tahoe is its own habitat or microclimate. Therefore, specific bird species are drawn to those specific habitats. Anyway, enough of the sales pitch. I apologize that this newsletter isn't very thought-provoking like my usual output, but I'm just now feeling like I'm regaining some traction with regard to my daily schedule. And honestly, sometimes you just need to send it regardless of whether or not it's your best work. Perfection, after all, is the enemy of completion.